Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Well, let me introduce myself. I'm Matt Rothschild. I'm the executive director at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Crudy has generously asked me to sub in for him and Dom. We're on vacation this Friday, and a well-deserved vacation at that, I might add. I hope they're enjoying themselves. So I'm subbing in for them here on Devil's Advocates on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM in Waukesha. And then up in Wausau on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 FM and WXCO 1230 AM. And you also may be listening to me right now up in the Rapids, Wisconsin Rapids, that is, on locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. What a busy, crazy Friday news afternoon with the Gableman firing and with the warrant documents released down at Mar-a-Lago. And with me for the next few minutes, I'm lucky to have Representative Francesca Hong here, who represents the Isthmus of Madison in the Assembly. And she is one of the brightest lights in that Assembly. I don't know how she survives in there. I want to survive with all the crazy right-wingers in there. But Representative Hong, thanks for joining me today.
Matt, thanks so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Well, it's great to have you on. I know you're on the Audit Committee. You're one of the Democratic representatives on the Assembly Audit Committee, and you and your other Democratic counterparts there submitted a letter to the Audit Committee urging them to investigate Michael Gableman. I want to hear about that, and I also want to get your reaction to Gableman's being fired today.
Well, the Audit Committee called for an audit of the Office of Special Counsel. This Office of Special Counsel really should never have convened, and so an audit was really a step that made sense to make sure that taxpayers knew that their money was being used to fund a sham investigation. And so in the name of transparency and accountability, the Democrats on the Audit Committee called for this investigation to be halted and for it to be investigated further. In terms of the Gableman, in terms of Voss firing Gableman today, I hope we receive no credit because the investigation should not have happened in the first place. We all know that our elections are safe, secure, and accurate, and all this investigation did was perpetuate conspiracy theories, fund conspiracy theories, and really put a lot of our election officials, clerks, and volunteers who work hard across the state to ensure our ballots are secure, it put them in harm's way. And so I'm embarrassed for the speaker. I'm embarrassed that he funded this and that $1.1 million of taxpayer money went to a sham investigation instead of going back to Wisconsin communities to help them recover from this ongoing pandemic.
Yeah, the speaker seemed not to care about Gableman embarrassing the state of Wisconsin until Gableman almost helped defeat the speaker himself. I mean, that shows his selfishness, doesn't it?
It does, and what it is it put Wisconsinites straight in the middle of partisan politics as opposed to being a public servant. The speaker chose to use taxpayer dollars irresponsibly and essentially pay for a disgraced judge to investigate what, you know, problems that didn't exist. And to do that at taxpayer expense is frankly an embarrassment to the entire legislature.
And I think it was kind of an under-the-table campaign finance donation because they were just using this money to gin up the Republican base. But it's a base that Robin Voss can't control, and a base that almost knocked Robin Voss's head off on Tuesday. I mean, he's been playing this game, playing with fire here with the Voss with the Gableman appointment for more than a year now. And it's done great damage to Wisconsin. It's done not only the monetary damage of $1 million just flushed down the toilet, but damage to our democratic institutions and to the faith of the citizenry in the legitimacy of our elections. And he's just been trying to feed this red meat to the base in hopes that the base would get sated by it. But there's no satisfying that base. And the more you feed the base, the crazier the base gets. And he himself figured that out belatedly on Tuesday night. He says there's nothing going to happen with your audit request. Is there any chance that that there'll be an audit, that the joint chairs of that audit committee will take your letter seriously, or do they just have to bow and kiss Voss's ring?
Well, there's currently only one chair because Representative Kirkman is now the county executive. So it is up to Senator Coles and his office to do the right thing and not adhere to the speaker's whim and the speaker choosing to do what he wants to satisfy his own election while it's still being challenged. I think you're absolutely right that this has undermined and disenfranchised many voters. People are disillusioned. And unfortunately, instead of, bringing together voters, I think this entire investigation has backfired on the speaker, and the Republicans are in disarray, and their party is unable to really control the chaos, and they continue to undermine and disenfranchise and dismantle democracy. And so the entire investigation is anti-democratic, and we hope that Senator Coles will take our letter seriously, and we need to make sure that we're putting the Republicans on record that that it shouldn't just end with the firing of Gableman. It shouldn't have happened in the first place, and we need to hold those leaders responsible, and that leader includes Speaker Voss.
And I happen to know Senator Rob Coles a little bit, having visited with him in his office a couple times. And he's a decent Republican, one of the last remaining so-called moderate Republicans out there. I hope he will consider your letter very seriously and do the right thing and do the audit, because the people of Wisconsin need to know what happened. I want to shift gears here electorally and get your views of what happened on Tuesday and the governor's race, especially. Get your views about the chance that Governor Evers has of defeating Tim Michaels.
Well, let's make sure that we understand who Tim Michaels is. He is somebody who is is a consultant politician, correct? He's going to say that he is a business owner and not a career politician, but we know that he will take whatever talking points the Republican consultants are giving him. He'll take the Donald Trump endorsement one day and then switch around the next day and say he cares about pocketbook issues. This man does not care about Wisconsinites. He spends most of the time not in this state. And to be honest, you know, he does represent actually a business that is pretty pro-union and has done good things. So to be anti his own business and to say that he is for Wisconsinites is frankly a joke. I think Governor Evers is going to continue to do the right thing and make sure that we are supporting small businesses, that we're making investment in communities, that our schools are fully funded, and the Wisconsinites will come out and vote with their values. Tim Michaels shares very few values, and frankly, I don't want someone who's just going to be a talking head for Republican consultants. You know, for someone who claims to be wanting to drain the swamp, I don't think he stands for anything.
Representative Hong, he certainly doesn't share our values when it comes to the freedom of a woman to determine her health care needs. He is against abortion, even in cases of rape and incest. That is so far away from the views of the vast majority of Wisconsinites, it's not even funny. He also is against gay marriage. I mean, this guy is very right-wing on social issues, and the people of Wisconsin haven't gotten to hear this part about Tim Michaels, nor do they know that he's got a $17 million mansion in Connecticut where he lives a lot of the time and another home in Manhattan. I mean, this guy is not your average Wisconsinite, and he doesn't understand the needs and desires of most folks here in Wisconsin. So I think the contrast between him and, you know, the geeky science teacher and friendly principal who Governor Evers still is, I think that contrast is going to work in the governor's favor. What about the Mandela Barnes race? What is your view on that one?
I think Mandela Barnes has a strong chance to defeat Ron Johnson, and that's why he's a nominee, because he's the best person to defeat Ron Johnson. You're going to hear a lot of dog whistles coming from across the state. The Republicans are going to use things like crime and Mandela being a progressive black candidate and think that it's going to divide folks. But if you look at Mandela's record and you look at the relationships that he's built across the state for the past couple of years serving as lieutenant governor, you know that he is going to lead with values. He is going to be an example to what both progressives, left-leaning folks. He is an embodiment of what a multiracial, multigenerational Democratic Party can look like. And I think that you'll see that the support for him, especially amongst younger voters, blue-collar voters, is going to be strong. Ron Johnson continues to be an embarrassment to this state. He truly does not know how to... he's out of touch with Wisconsin voters, and someone who, to be honest, should be should have an investigation on him as well. He is someone who literally handed fake electoral ballots to try to undermine our democracy. He's anti-democratic. He's anti-Wisconsin, and has no business being a senator.
Yeah, I mean, Ron Johnson is certainly a co-conspirator in the coup attempt on January 6th, at the very least, seditious conspiracy charges, possibly for Ron Johnson, if the Justice Department is going to cast a wide net, as it deserves. Yeah, we need accountability for all these people.
Well, and he's supposed to be the ranking Republican on the commission that is should have been looking into what is happening with the former president right now, and we haven't heard a peep from him when his former boss is literally his home is being investigated, and the FBI has found that he has documents that should have never been taken out of the White House. So he doesn't do his job in Washington, he doesn't do his job in D.C., and he certainly should not be serving the people of this state.
Well, I think that's the right point to leave things off at. Representative Francesca Hong, thanks so much for being my guest today on Devil's Advocates. I encourage you, the listener, to call and join me in conversation, 844-967-2789, right after this commercial break.
Senator Johnson wished to hand deliver to the vice president the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Right to jail, right away.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
And you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask.
Well, I find myself behind the mic here at Devil Radio on Devil's Advocates. I'm subbing in here for Dom and Crute. I'm Matt Rothschild. I'm the executive director at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. I'm happy to hear from you. So please give me a call at 844-967-2789. You can listen and call in from wherever you're at. We're on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM here in Madison. You may be listening to me on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM in Waukesha, or up in Wausau on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 FM and WXCO 1230 AM, or in Rapids on locally grown radio 97.5 FM or WFHR 1320 AM. That's Wisconsin Rapids for you. I'm having a lot of fun here with Evan at the helm, discussing this big day of news here in Wisconsin, with Michael Gableman being fired by Robin Voss, finally, belatedly, never should have been hired. Love to hear from you about that. Also, we've been talking about Wisconsin politics in the primary that we had on Tuesday. By the way, turnout in that primary was a 40-year high, 26%, which doesn't sound great, but it was a 40-year high.
For a primary, yeah.
That is good news for democracy. The more people who come out and vote, the better. And I think it bodes well for November. So I'm happy to hear what you have to say about the Evers-Michaels race, about Mandela Barnes versus Ron Johnson, about Gableman and Voss, or about this delicious raid down in Florida, where finally we may be getting some accountability. Accountability for Donald Trump on a whole range of things, though I didn't think the Espionage Act was going to be one of the things he was going to be held accountable for. But that's what the FBI was telling a judge. That's what the Justice Department was telling a judge, why they needed to go down to Mar-a-Lago and see what Trump had absconded with from the presidency, what documents he held in his possession illegally, what damage those might be doing to our democracy and our national security. And so, you know, this Espionage Act is a new wrinkle. But my view is that they're going to get Trump on the Espionage Act. They're going to indict him on that. They're going to indict him on seditious conspiracy. They're going to indict him on trying to interfere with the functioning of a governmental agency, which was the Electoral College. They're going to get him on election tampering if the Fulton County DA doesn't get him on that first. So it's accountability time in America, and it's long been a long time coming. We need to have a nation where everybody is accountable. And what made me laugh almost over the last couple of days were all these Republicans saying, well, if it can happen to the President of the United States, it can happen to anyone. Yeah, that's the point.
That's the whole point.
That's the point, my friends. We're supposed to be equal under the law. We're not supposed to have kings here in a democracy. So I encourage you to call at 844-967-2789. Tell me what you think. You can air your grievances. Dom and Crudy like to do Air Your Grievance Friday. I'm happy to hear grievances too. We got Robert from West Allis. Robert, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Really the document dump. If you think about the nature of some of these documents, you know, they're top secret, or even some of them were even higher security classification. Some of them they said might even involve nuclear weapons. You know, information on the president of France. I mean, some really sensitive information.
I mean, what do they have on Macron? That's what I wanted to know.
Well, this stuff isn't lying around the White House, right? So if you guys remember, after Trump lost the election, they put in three loyalists at the Pentagon. They fired everyone. They put in Anthony Tata. They put in, I think it was Ezra Cohen Watnick, who used to work for disgraced Mike Flynn. They also put in a third person who worked for, I think it was Kash Patel, who worked for Devin Nunes. And part of my mind is wondering, were these people funneling some of this information to Trump? You know, they cleaned house after he had lost. The writing was on the wall. They pretty much cleaned out the Pentagon, put in three loyalists. And, you know, it just makes you wonder, was there any involvement there? Do these people need to be investigated? And then another point not talked about very often is Flynn's brother is very high up in the Pentagon. So when the local National Guard or the DC Guard was supposed to respond on January 6th, his brother was one of the people that actually were at the Pentagon that didn't respond.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that, Robert, and thanks for that call. I mean, Dom talks about this a lot, about how the Pentagon was taken over by Trump loyalists, and Flynn, Michael Flynn and his brother may have been in on it too. And what I want to know is, you know, Biden is commander-in-chief. He could strip Michael Flynn of all of his medals, all of his titles, and his brother too, if he has found that his brother was involved in this a seditious conspiracy to overthrow our democracy. So I hope Biden does that at some point before he leaves office, because no way Michael Flynn should be strutting around as General Michael Flynn. We've got another caller, Dana from La Crosse. Dana, I'd love to hear what's on your mind.
Yes, welcome. Been following you for a long time, ever since I got introduced to Progressive Radio. I'd have to say that was back in maybe 2009 is when I really discovered, and I used to hear you. I'd listen to Ed Schultz and Randy Rhodes and all them great people back in the day. And
well, thank you, Dana.
I like your words. Say, flip that around a little bit. You know, hey, if it can happen to the president, it can happen to you. Well, It should be. Well, if it can happen to me, it should happen to the president as well.
Exactly.
Question for you. Now that this seems to be the obvious road that we're going down, and hopefully that accountability does come for Trump for these egregious crimes against our country, do you think they're going to get everybody else?
Well, I just want Trump. Trump is the big fish here, and it's been rotten from the head down. So Trump needs to be held accountable. I appreciate your call, Dana, and I urge other listeners to call at 844-967-2789 for the last half hour of the show. I'd love to hear your thoughts on what's on your mind about this Trump thing, about Gableman, about...
The devil's advocates invented malarkey.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man. No time to talk. Music loud. Women walk. Women get around.
You're taking me back here, having your date in May, unfortunately, with that music. I'm Matt Rothschild. I'm subbing in here for Dom and Crude on Devil's Advocates. It's Air Your Grievances Friday. It's been a super busy news afternoon this Friday with Robin Voss firing Michael Gableman, as Pat was just saying in the news roundup, and also with all the goings on down there in Mar-a-Lago in the search warrant that was unsealed, and now we find that Trump is being investigated for potentially violating the Espionage Act. I encourage you to give us a call at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. And I thank you for listening on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM right here in Madison, or down in the Shaw at 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM in Waukesha, or up in Wausau on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 FM and WXCO 1230 AM. Or over in Wisconsin Rapids, Rapids as we call it, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. The phone number again, 844-967-2789. We've got a couple callers on hold. I want to get to them right away. Let's go with CJ in Beaver Dam.
Hey, Matt.
Hi, CJ. How are you?
Thanks for filling in. Good. You know, I was in the service for 12 years, and I had a TSSCI clearance, and every 4 years I had to go through a priority, what they call a priority review of, you know, go through your taxes and whatever you spent your money on, investments and all that. And every senator and every congressman and any candidate for presidency needs to fill out a security clearance form that requires you, in order for you to be eligible to run for candidacy, because that would clean the swamp of all these people that talk foul, Ron Johnson, all the characters, because they ain't going to show what they have in their hands. And if this was special access program material, I, in 12 years, never once touched a document that had special access.
I mean, it is amazing the allegation about how sensitive the material is that the president, the former president, just basically stole and tucked away in his briefcase and went down and put it somewhere in his Mar-a-Lago safe or somewhere down there. I mean, it's just unbelievable things that are coming out right now. CJ, what do you think should be done?
Yeah, January 6th was a wake-up call for us, but I guarantee you they had 4 years of selling classified information. This, the stuff that he took down to Mar-a-Lago, was just a last-minute grab. So when he demanded a security clearance for both his son-in-law and daughter, they've been doing this for years.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
if they can reverse engineer our nuclear weapons and detonate them on site, as opposed to before they're launched, we're screwed. This is January 6th looks like a cookie show or a cookie sale from the Girl Scouts.
Yeah, and it was pretty serious stuff, January 6th, but I didn't think we'd get Espionage Act on Donald Trump either, CJ, so I appreciate your call and drawing our attention to these pretty grotesque violations that are surfacing today. We also have Joe on the line. I'd love to talk with you, Joe. I hear you call sometimes, and I always admire your intelligent comments.
Well, I don't think I can get close to you. Just previous caller who spent time in the military and was able to talk in a very detailed fashion about security clearances and what all of this may mean. I mean, what I'm garnering is just from what I read, and so I appreciate people calling who have hands-on experience about what this means to be involved in security and safety of our secrets, which, you know, it's money spent to create these weapon systems, to create these signal intelligence systems is gigantic, and it's so important. And if they are screwed with, it's not just us that's screwed. It's our allies looking at us and going, I'm out of here. I'm not going to be working with these folks. So I wanted to commend. So thanks a lot for him calling, and I hope that he calls again and adds information about this situation, because, boy, we can't all know all this stuff, and it's dense and it's hard to understand. And for that reason, I called previously on Matt Flynn's show, but I also want to call on your show because you are about information and really having facts so that we can talk intelligently about things. There's a journalist who writes about legal matters. Her name is Empty Wheel, emptywheel.net, and she has a post up called The Legal and Political Significance of Nuclear Documents Trump is Suspected of Having Stolen. And she details how it's not just classified, it's also what is called restricted data. And the restricted data pertains to these nuclear secrets. And it may be about deployment of nuclear weapons. It may be about design of nuclear weapons. So that when we speak of classified, that's a broad category, but it is much more detailed by what the subject of it is. And for example, with those materials that are restricted data, those are covered under laws and the Atomic Energy Act that says you can't, a president cannot declassify that on their own. They can't just go, oh, we're done. I'm taking this down to Mar-a-Lago with me. Mar-a-Lago, an incredibly porous place where, as you keep mentioning, you know, when they brought the head of, in June 3rd, when they brought that guy from, I think his name is Brent, who is a counterterrorism expert with DOJ, it was to say these documents are not safe. They need to be in a safe place. And guess what? They didn't even have a padlock. They said you have to put a padlock on the door. How safe is a padlock keeping us from this very, very important information? So I appreciate that Merrick Garland knows that he's swimming into a hornet's nest, but I hope all of us will continue to listen to people who've had experience with these situations and people who can write intelligently about it, because, man, there's a lot in the weeds there that we have to go through. And I think that's the part that's most horrifying, is that so many people have spent so much time and energy in their lives working hard to keep us safe and to, you know, provide a paragon of safety. And to hear, as the previous caller said, you know, they've had 4 years to sell what they want, that is horrifying. That is absolutely horrifying and needs to be addressed in the most stringent and serious way possible. So again, the article that I would commend to your listeners is on emptywheel.net. Prue's around in there. It's just very good material that at least starts to help us all get some sense of how detailed and important all this is. Thanks a lot, Matt. I'm really glad you're hosting the show.
Well, thank you, Joe.
I got to say, too, I love the designation of Mar-a-Lago as a porous place. That's just that's wonderful, Joe.
She's terrific, isn't she? I always kind of stand up, pay attention when I'm listening. She's calling in because she always has a wonderful tone, too, and very intelligent comments. So you, too, can call at 844-967-2789. I'm Matt Rothschild, subbing in here for Dom and Crude on Devil's Advocates. It's Air Your Grievances Friday. It's been quite a Friday afternoon with the Gableman firing and with the goings-on down with the search warrant down in Mar-a-Lago. I do want to pick up on just one thing Joe said about Merrick Garland knowing that he kicked a hornet's nest, which makes me believe that this isn't the only time he's going to kick the hornet's nest. And I think he's going to kick the hornet's nest sometime pretty soon again, when we're going to get a full indictment with all the charges against Trump, because he must have known when he sent the FBI down to Mar-a-Lago that there was going to be a huge outcry, and he was prepared to take it because he knew he was going to deliver the goods. And so that's what we're waiting for here for Merrick Garland Day. But it was almost, you know, Merrick Garland week this week. So we're still waiting for the ultimate Merrick Garland Day, which will be when he indicts Donald Trump, which he has a not only a legal obligation, but a constitutional obligation, a moral obligation, and a historical obligation to do. And I'm pretty sure he's going to get the job done. We've got Don on the phone. So we're going to go to Don. Don, what is on your mind?
Hi, Matt.
I don't know if you remember. I could be wrong on this, but when this is when Trump first was brought in when he was elected president. There was some concern about. I don't know if it was the CIA, but there were some people were concerned about giving him a clearance in the first place, and there was rumors that that the CIA actually had an operative in very close to Putin, and they were afraid that this blabbermouth would reveal that, and they pulled him out. Now, I don't know if you, maybe I, but I was just wondering if you heard about that.
Yes,
but,
Don, thanks for the call. I mean, I read that this morning, that the intelligence agencies of the U.S. government were so worried about Trump being a blabbermouth, as you put it, Don, that they were reluctant to give him some of the most serious insensitive classified information, because yes, he had squealed some information to Putin so badly that the CIA had to withdraw one of their assets, as they call them, one of the spies in the Kremlin. And so we lost some intelligence there in the little spy game that the U.S. plays and Russia plays. But yeah, I mean, you know, and we all remember, Trump telling everybody at a press conference with Putin that, his intelligence agencies, Trump's, think that it was Russia who's doing the spying, but Putin says, no, it wasn't them. And so why should we believe the intelligence folks? I mean, he was siding with Putin in that dispute. So, I mean, he's such a narcissistic fool that it is all finally catching up with him. And he can't dodge this one. For a while there, or this week, the Trump supporters were saying the FBI was planting evidence. I mean, this was the old OJ excuse, you know, that OJ's lawyers came up. And that's what you come up with if you know that there's incriminating material there. You can't get around the incriminating materials there. So you just got to say, well, it was planted there by the cops or by the FBI, and it was a setup. And so that's
it's
what
that,
he's...
It's that fire hose of falsehood. You know, I mean, they're practiced propagandist. It's incredible what they can do.
I mean, he is the ultimate con man. I mean, he conned the country in getting elected the first time. And he's conned, literally still conning, what, 30 million people? 40 million people in the Republican Party who still believe he's the greatest thing since the SOS bad? I mean, this guy is a phenomenal narcissist and a con man. But if you look up, narcissistic personality disorder in any medical book or the DSM-4 or DSM-5, that's the diagnostic manual for psychiatric disorders, you can see in his narcissistic personality that he checks all the boxes. This is who Donald Trump is. And for people who thought he was going to leave office peacefully and go gently into that dark night, you don't know the narcissist, because a narcissist cannot accept a defeat. A clinical narcissist cannot accept the fact that they failed. And so they have to do everything under the sun to try to cover their backside and cover their reputation and save face. And so I just remember, Evan, I was traveling around the state giving talks, as I do, in a couple years before the election. I say, what's going to happen if Donald Trump loses and refuses to leave?
Right.
And people thought I was, engaging in ridiculous exaggeration. But, other folks understood it. There was a great article in the Atlantic magazine a few months before the election saying, look, this guy isn't going to leave, and our democracy is in real bad shape. And people weren't paying enough attention, including the mainstream media. I remember a speech that Donald Trump gave in December after he had lost the election, the first sentence of which was, this is the single most important speech I've ever given. And then he went on to say, I'm not going to respect the outcome of the election, So I was watching CNN that night, and they weren't running that speech or talking about that speech. They just said, oh, Trump's mouthing off again. He's done. He's got to go. We're not going to give him any airtime. They needed to pay more attention. Everybody needed to pay more attention. And still, we need to pay more attention today, because these right-wing forces who even this week were talking about war,
yep,
they want to engage in war. I mean, that kind of rhetoric is so far out of bounds. And what happened in Cincinnati with the attack on the FBI agent, I mean, there...
He was making calls to violence during the standoff, during the siege. He was telling people, oh, no, you need to go out and kill FBI agents. This is on his signal feed. It's still up.
And he was on Trump's Truth Social doing the same thing. I mean, this is what they are sowing in the wind here. This is what the Marjorie Taylor Greens and the Donald Trumps and the Tucker Carlsons and the Sean Hannitys have been sowing. This is the whirlwind that they want us to reap. And it's extremely dangerous, and they need to cease and desist, and Donald Trump needs to be indicted, prosecuted, convicted, and jailed. I'll be right back. I'm Matt Rothschild. I'm subbing in for Dom and Crude here on Devil's Advocates. Please give me a call, 844-967-2789. I'd love to hear what's on your mind.
It's funny how a big lie can make us all kids again.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
The likes of you. Never back down in the face of the likes of you. You're the
Matt Rothschild here, subbing in for Dom and Crude on Devil's Advocates. It's Air Your Grievances Friday. Give me a call, 844-967-2789 if you're listening right here in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 or WTTN 1580 AM. Or if you're over in Waukesha on the Shaw 101 FM or WAUK 540 AM in Waukesha. Or if you're up in Wausau, I love going up to Wausau, Bull Falls Radio 98.9 FM or WXCO 1230 AM in Wausau. Or if you're over in Rapids, Wisconsin Rapids, that is, on locally grown radio 97.5 FM or WFHR 1320 AM. Give me a holler at 844-967-2789 on this Friday afternoon, a very busy news afternoon with the report from Robin Voss that he's fired Michael Gableman, and also with the release of the search warrant down in Mar-a-Lago. I want to read a little bit from a Washington Post story on what went down there in Mar-a-Lago, but I'd love the listener to call me if you're in your kitchen or in your living room or if you're parked somewhere, 844-967-2789. But look, here's what the agents were after down in Mar-a-Lago. The FBI search of former President Donald Trump's Florida home earlier this week found four sets of top secret documents and seven sets of less secret but still classified information. The written inventory says the FBI took about 20 boxes of items from Mar-a-Lago, including photo binders, information about the president of France, what's that about, and a variety of classified material. One set of documents is listed as various classified SCI documents, a reference to top secret, sensitive, compartmented information, which is a highly classified category of government records. I didn't even know that existed. In addition to the four sets of top secret papers, agents also took three sets of documents classified as secret and three sets of papers classified as confidential. The list of seized material doesn't further describe the subject matter, but it's interesting. The warrant signed by a federal magistrate is seeking all, and now is, I'm quoting, physical documents and records constituting evidence, contraband, that'd be interesting, fruits of crime or other items illegally possessed in violation of three potential crimes, including, get this, a part of the Espionage Act that outlaws gathering, transmitting, or losing national defense information. The warrant also cites destruction of records and concealment or mutilation of government material. That might include flushing it down the toilet.
Very well could.
So Trump's in a world of hurt on this. This is not, taking a couple pens and paper clips out of the office when you're leaving after your time is up.
And from the start, I always sort of gave Garland that benefit of the doubt in terms of, okay, yeah, if he was confirmed and he came out the gate and indicted Trump, it could look politically motivated. I mean, there is a level of due diligence here that will pay dividends, right?
And you know, he has been so cautious. I mean, I wanted an indictment, you know, months ago on the seditious conspiracy stuff and the election tampering and the interfering with government operations and functions, because the evidence of that is a mountain high. But, you know, whenever it happens, and it's going to happen soon, it's going to be a great day, Merrick Garland Day, as they call it around here. We've got Britt on the line. Britt calling from Eureka, California. Britt, talk to me.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today, Matt? It's good to hear you. I wanted to weigh in on this. One thing I can say is the wheels of justice, they grind slow, but they grind exceedingly fine. And that fineness takes time. And so, you know, if we give Garland and the Department of Justice and the FBI the time they need to complete the investigation, and I think there is a sense of urgency for the next 90 days, or maybe the next, I guess it doesn't take over until January, but we, you know, if we do lose the House, we'd want to have that stuff wrapped up. But I feel that, you know, they're moving ahead in a very proper manner, and it's going to work out well. But the one thing I want to celebrate with you is how amazing it is that we passed this act today. The, I guess I'm going to call it the, Inflation Reduction Act, but I kind of like all the climate provisions very, very much. It's a great start. A lot more has to be done, but you got to start somewhere.
I'm with you, Britt, and thanks so much for calling from Eureka, California. I mean, I do celebrate this Fight the Climate Crisis bill, which is what I like to call it, though reducing inflation is a great thing, too. But yes, finally, the U.S. government is doing something serious about the crisis that we're all facing with the climate catastrophe. And, you know, good on Biden, good on Chuck Schumer, who's not my biggest, I'm not his biggest fan, Chuck Schumer, but, you know, they got it done. And it didn't look like they were going to get it done, so congratulations to them for making it happen. Thanks, Britt. Now, we just have a couple minutes left, so if you want to air your grievances, it being Air Your Grievance Friday, call at 844-967-2789. I'm Matt Rothschild, subbing in here for Dom and Crute on Devil's Advocates. They're on vacation. They started their weekend early, and I hope you all are having a nice beginning of your weekend and will have a nice long weekend. But look, I want to put things in perspective here. We are facing a crisis in our democracy because there is a full-fledged anti-democracy movement in this country and in our state right here in Wisconsin. In our country, of course, it's led by Donald Trump and Steve Bannon and Tucker Carlson and Newt Gingrich and Marjorie Taylor Greene and that whole lot. And here in Wisconsin, it's been led by Michael Gabelman. And Michael Gabelman lost his job today. Michael Gabelman got fired today. Michael Gabelman got thrown out on his ear today. And it was a long time coming. He deserved it. He has been fanning the flames of hysteria, fanning the flames of a kind of fascism here in Wisconsin, where 2 + 2 = 5, where you can tell one falsehood after another and not be held accountable, where you can bully people. Let's remember, he tried to fire the mayor of Madison and the mayor of, not fire, he tried to jail the mayor of Madison and the mayor of Green Bay. He tried to suggest, in fact, he did suggest that our election in 2020 should be decertified, even though it's unconstitutional. There's no provision in our statute or constitution to do that. Michael Gabelman got what he deserved today. Michael Gabelman got what was coming to him today. And I think Voss should have done it many, many months ago. In fact, should never have hired him. But I am glad that Michael Gabelman is gone. Good riddance, Michael Gabelman. And good afternoon to everyone who listened today. Thank you, Dom and Crute, for letting me sub here on Devil's Advocates. I'm Matt Rothschild. I'm wishing you a very nice weekend. And defend our democracy. We got to do all we can peacefully to defend our democracy, or we're going to lose it. Use it or lose it. Good afternoon, everyone.
Go time.
It is pitchfork and torches time in America.
It's Miller time.